Now,
the rest of the story. Two young men, Ernest and Bill, were classmates at Harvard, but they had little else in common. For example, Bill was a practical joker. In fact, his pranks were so potent that they eventually got him expelled from the university. Ernest, on the other hand, Ernest was a brilliant, serious-minded student, a philosopher, a scholar who graduated magna cum laude, was even honored to deliver the Ivy Oration at graduation. I'll tell you where the young men's paths crossed first, on the Harvard Lampoon, because Ernest was its editor and Bill was its business manager. But after their Harvard days, Bill and Ernest went their separate ways. Ernest traveled Europe for a while, soaking up the scenery that he'd been studying about for so many years. And Bill went west to become editor of the San Francisco Examiner. But those two Harvard men had not seen the last of each other. How and when their paths crossed once more, that's the rest of the story. It was Bill who sought out Ernest to accept a job on the Examiner. Somebody was needed to write a humorous column, and Ernest would be perfect, Bill said. No one remembers how Ernest reacted at first, but probably he was taken aback. After all, humor was the province of practical joker Bill, not of Ernest. But the latter did accept the position, and drawing on his Lampoon experience, he cranked out subtle comedy as best he could. Ernest's career as a journalist humorist was short-lived, and he soon returned home to Worcester, Massachusetts, where a managerial job at his father's mill awaited him. For cerebral recreation, he studied philosophy in his spare time. From thenceforth, Ernest dropped quickly and inexorably into obscurity. He died in Santa Barbara in 1940, having done not the slightest thing in his lifetime for which you might remember him, except one thing. He wrote a poem. Back during that brief time when he worked on Bill's newspaper, he wrote a poem, the only poem that he had ever written, the only poem that he would ever write. It appeared in print after he'd returned to Massachusetts. It was published under a pseudonym and republished and republished and republished. Sometimes editors reprinted Ernest's poem anonymously. Other times they made up likely-sounding names to go with the piece. Ernest himself received no credit for his work, no royalties, none. He was paid once, $5, and that was all. The world had only begun to hear from his Harvard classmate. For Bill the prankster, newspaper editor, became William Randolph Hearst. And yet while Ernest's poem grew in popularity, even to the point that other poets would generate some 25 well-known sequels to his poem, Ernest was personally contented with his virtual anonymity. And except for that solitary set of 52 rhyming lines, the one poem poet would have been an utter stranger to all posterity. But as is, he'll never be forgotten. For you and I know the Mudville mini epic of Ernest Lawrence Thayer as Casey at the Bat. Only, now you know the rest of the story.